From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by empty bottles of Jack Daniels. When you've drunk everything there is to drink, there's only one thing left, and that's an empty bottle of Jack Daniels. Check them out on the web at emptyjackdaniels.com, and don't forget to use the special checkout discount code DI Plus for a very special, some fucking thing like that, I don't know what it is. Welcome to DI Plus, I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the alcohol-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Why is Arkansas free of everything? I don't understand.
It's free of note. Any alcohol of note.
We don't have any alcohol of note here.
Of note. Oh. Right. So how do we do this? So we're streaming here on the Google Pluses,
Jesus,
on the Hangouts.
We are streaming so many different places. I mean, I'm surprised. Well, I don't want to say that. That wasn't even
funny.
Now,
how do we share that on Twitter?
Can Adam
link? Oh, there we go. I can do that.
We have and a question in the chat room. Adam.
Yes. What is the
Can Adam see the chat room? There's your answer, chat room.
Right. And there's the YouTube there. You can click on that YouTube link there if you're in the chat room, and you can see the video of this train wreck. And I will go over there and do that on Twitter there. So let's see. Streaming. Streaming.
For those of you listening to the podcast version of this, we are experimenting streaming on two different services this evening while we record your wonderful show.
That's right. So because, you know, it's not complicated enough to record each other's audio and then move them back together and try to remerge them and everything. We decided no. What would be even better would if we could just add some more complication to the mix. And so, you know, that's what we do. That's how we live. That's how we roll.
Well, you know, Maddie always used to confuse me. He always used to accuse me of liking things to be as complicated as possible. I had to have like five computers set up and like, you know, lighting and video cameras and everything else, or I wasn't happy with the show. So I guess I'm happy now.
Well, there you go. So now I have now made you happier than Maddie.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm glad that I could do that.
I have some breaking news right now.
Yes.
Mittens had duck eggs for breakfast this morning.
Yes.
That's it.
Mittens had, but
he had duck eggs for breakfast this morning.
And that's a delicacy, right? That's one of those.
Well, no. Remember a long time ago.
I know.
First
it was something about duck eggs, and that was gross. And
right.
He's like, but he went and had them because he's still at home. Let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. Do we have the Mittens countdown? Do we know how long we've got until Mittens comes back?
I wasn't prepared for that portion of the show yet, but let me just pull up our trusty website where I have the countdown. It is. Oh, by the way, for those of you who thought he might be coming back early, because I said it last week. Unfortunately, he's not coming back early. Do you have the countdown thing that Big Fatty sent us?
Stupid guy. I can do it live.
Right. No, you need to make it sound like a crappy old recording of a TV. It's 35 days, 21 hours, 43 minutes, and 39 seconds.
There you go.
So there you go.
I think I got a ta-da and everything on that one. Let's see. Wow. Wow. I am so unprepared for this. I shouldn't even be allowed to do a podcast. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So how are you, Adam?
Oh, shit. I'm good. I'm doing fabulous. I had a little bit too much Olive Garden, but I went to the restroom beforehand, took care of that. So
I am
good.
Oh, thank you for
sharing
that.
You know, it's funny because I was watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy while I was eating Olive Garden. And you know, funnily enough, if that's a word.
Funnily enough?
Funnily enough.
I find that funnily is, in fact, an iconoclastic word.
Right. It is. It is, definitely. Funnily enough, they were, the person on there this week had a parasitic worm. And they showed this woman with the worm like wiggling around in her arm. And it was the chick from 24, by the way.
The
chick from 24 that was like not his assistant, but the one that was all techie and always sat in there doing all the techie things. Right. Real nerdy. I don't know. Anyway, so there was a worm like, you know, going around in her arm and I'm eating pasta at the same time. I mean, it was just a little bit ironic. And Brenda Boo in the chat room will know all about ironic because we had a big long chat about that on Twitter this week. So
I would like to get a... a parasitic worm, how would I go about doing that? Because if I had a parasitic worm, why does this feel like the starting of a country song? If I had a parasitic worm.
Yeah,
if I had a parasitic worm,
how would you even know?
I could eat whatever I wanted to. The worm would just eat it. I wouldn't gain any weight. The worm would just eat my food for me.
What I was saying was, how would you even know if it sounds like a country song? Because you're always telling me, don't ever do country people for birthdays, because I won't know who it is. You didn't even
Fight
know
my
the
shiny
judge.
Metal ass.
I didn't know the judge. You're right.
So I don't think so. Anyway,
see?
Speaking
Donna
of country,
Donna Sugars agrees with me. She wants a worm too.
Speaking of country songs and worms, I had to give some text. Let me say, yeah. This is an even better segue. Speaking of speaking of worms,
yes?
Wendy's has some fabulous new sides on their menu.
Oh, okay.
And I want. Speaking of worms, and I have enjoyed two or three times this week the macaroni and cheese from Wendy's. It's so good. And it's kind of strange eating a double cheeseburger and macaroni and cheese.
Right.
I mean, I have to admit. But the sauce that they put on it is really creamy and delicious. They use actual substantial pasta noodles, not the little Kraft macaroni and cheese small noodles, but like, you know, the substantial thick, you know, the thick noodles. And they also cover it with real shredded cheddar cheese, and they melt that on top of it. It's fabulous. It's really good.
I'm sorry, I'm getting confused here. I just got an invitation for a hangout from John Ong. It's like, John, have you not? I'm on my account, John. I'm live streaming on my account.
You're so popular. Everybody's moving there and to be with you, and everyone's hanging out with you.
Nobody is.
All right.
Let's just get this clear right up front. Steven from Wisconsin. I don't want to take his announcement, though. He posted it on Google+ the other day.
What, is he going to announce it on his own show?
Steven's going to announce it on his own show called Good Morning Wisconsin. He does his own morning show there. So Steven is moving from Wisconsin to Connecticut. So... I think I've got something there for that. He's moving to Connecticut. Yay!
Yay! Oh, Steven says feel free anyway. Right.
So it's not someone I think asked on Google+ if he was coming out here to work with Lori Dean and I. And no, not immediately. It was just one of those cases of you know how like little birds get nudged out of the nest. You know,
yes.
The mothers like kind of nudge them out of the nest, and that's what's happening. Steven's getting nudged out of his nest. And so we're like going, dude, you live in Wisconsin. Get the fuck out of there. I mean, if you're going to leave, go somewhere fun. Right?
Does he live with his parents?
He lives with his parents.
Oh, I did not know that. So are they kicking him out because he's gay, or, you know?
Yes, they are. It's a horrible, horrible situation. No, they're not kicking him out.
I feel sad for him.
You know, they're retiring. They're moving into a smaller place. And so it's not a big, I'm not trying to like spread his dirty laundry or anything. I'm just saying it's time for him to move on. And there's not a lot of moving on to do in Wisconsin. So he might as well move someplace where he knows people who he can network with. He certainly knows us up here. He knows Larry Dean and myself and Robert. And we can help him find things. And if Donna Sugars will get her big ass, I don't mean big ass. I mean, if Donna Sugars will get her ass. Oh, I just stepped in it there. All right, Donna, I wasn't implying that you had a big ass.
I'm stepping back from the microphone.
I'm just saying, if you
right
get
now.
Your 7 foot tall butt here to New York City. All right, here's the thing. Donna Sugars posted the other day, I'm tired of living here. I don't want to live here. And I'm like, you do theater makeup. Why would you not want to move to New York City where there's like a theater every five
New
blocks?
York City?
Where else in the world are you going to find so many theaters that you could do makeup?
Apparently Buffalo, where the 13th most popular gay podcast is located.
That's right, Buffalo, New York.
So, you know. Yeah.
Which you can find about, we're talking about Cocktails and Cream Puffs, which you can look up on the internet at Cocktails and Cream Puffs, the number 13 show on iTunes.com.
That's correct.
And you can listen to our manager, Dr.
You know,
not Dr. He's Joey L. Buhacker III.
If anyone is having withdrawals because the most recent episode of Cocktails and Cream Puffs has not come out yet, Joey has assured everyone that as soon as he gets rid of his STDs on his computer, that he will be posting another show. So don't worry about it. Everything is going to be fine, ladies and gentlemen. I think he needs some technical support. And speaking of technical support, I am so good with the segues tonight.
You are. You are very good with the segues.
I was on the phone for an hour and a half night before last with my grandmother. So she got, and I don't know if anyone else has experience giving tech support to people, But
no, Adam, I've never done that ever before in my life.
Right. But so no, and this is not even real tech support. This is, I'm at the vacation home and we cannot get the satellite TV to work.
I can do better than that.
And
I've got Vera Charles who makes me help her with her Android tablet.
Well, it's so, because she calls up and or actually my mom calls me and she's like, could you please help your grandmother? So I conference call them together. Mm-hmm. And it's a nightmare. They have, every time they go to the, okay, simple problem. Well, one of the problems was simple. They have a TV in the living room that the remote has been lost. It's like a 50-year-old television. And except it does, it is new enough to have a menu on it and everything so that you can do settings and stuff. And it has more than one input. Well, mm-hmm. for some reason, every time without fail, the input gets changed to the DVD player instead of the satellite.
Right.
Well, I can't remember what all the button presses are on this 50-year-old television.
Speaking of 50-year-old devices, where the hell did that come from? It's our old clingy phone that we love to hang on to here.
I thought we shot that or something.
Hello?
Ring, 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 celebrity death phone. Ring, 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 celebrity death phone. Hey there.
Yes. Sater 69.
Sater 69. And George Lindsay died.
What?
He was Goober Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show. Andy Vera will remember that, and Big Fatty will remember
what?
That, I'm sure.
Why was he whispering the name? It is like a state secret. Goober Pyle died.
Wait, Goober died?
And Goober Lindsay died.
No one told me.
Yeah, I know. It was on the last show, Adam.
Oh.
We already have a winner for this.
Don't ask me why I ever watched T-Hawk. Yeah. He was 83, but now he isn't anymore.
He's not.
Or maybe he'll be 83 for, I don't know.
Oh, George Goober Lindsay.
Yes, George Lindsay has died.
Your hat is falling off
celebrity
your head.
Owned. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Was he like calling from some quasi-semi-private place? Because he was being very quiet.
I don't know, but he was still singing. I swear to God, I think he sings. I think his life is a musical. He goes into Starbucks and he asks them for his tall Frappuccino or whatever mm-hmm. in song. I mean, I think that's just got to be the way that he does things.
Let's see. What song would he sing?
I don't know, but
is there
I'm not going to break out into song here.
I was looking for it. I'm trying to find the song. What would he sing?
You know what? He could ask for tea, and he could say, I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Thank you, Dancing Bear.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Now John Ong is in the chat room apologizing for the invitation. John is all right. It's okay. You didn't hurt anything. It just shocked me. I never hear from John Ong except when I see him in Vegas, and we have that lovely that buffet together. that buffet that we had together.
You
with
know, John
Ong.
Ong's an Asian. If it doesn't work out with Mittens,
you should. You
there's
should
another
totally,
Asian,
right? Except for the fact that you know, I don't think John's husband would care for that.
Oh,
I think, isn't John married? I think John's married.
Is he married? Dang it!
All the good ones are married.
Gravitas, is he married too?
I don't know if you know what I think. Gravitas is recently single, but so John Ong is going to Pride 48 again. There you go. So and we will be there as well. So
Roger.
We will have another buffet with him, just something less bad.
Well, it's up in the air. I don't know if they can drag me over there.
Right. All right. Anyway, so just to make this all official, Sater 69. So sorry. I really hate that for you. Right, so you were in the midst of helping your grandmother with tech support before
well,
I so rudely interrupted
it was,
you.
It was really funny in my head, but I don't know if it's all that funny.
Probably,
but basically, it was just horrible. I mean, first of all, I'm trying to remember what button clicks.
Oh, wow. You know, that phone comes in at the most inopportune time.
For me, not for you.
It's not true. It interrupted me once.
It's amazing.
Oh, is this a repeat? Let's see. Hello?
Ring, 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 celebrity death phone. Ring, 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 celebrity death phone.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, this one's really sad, actually.
Yes, what?
Maurice Sendak, who the author of Where the Wild Things Are, passed away this morning.
Ah. And these,
great book.
These are in order, right?
That's a great
yes.
book. And it's one of the first books I remember from my childhood. And
yes.
I make light of his death on this silly podcast.
Wait, what do you mean silly?
I'm getting a little teary-eyed. So, yeah,
aww.
He deserves $10.
$10? No, $5.
An incredible author.
$5.
All right. Okay, that's Scott the Sater.
Right, 69. Right. Sing it out. Sing us out.
Right,
sing us out.
Bye-bye.
We
sing
got
us out.
It.
Sing us out. He's not
you know, that was a sucky movie. sucky movie.
Well, he didn't write the movie. He made the book. The beloved children's book, not the movie.
Bad movie.
He made the book, though. He didn't make the...
Well...
Anyway, congratulations, Sater69. You do get an entry into the Celebrity Death Phone drawing, and, we increased the pot by $5, which makes it $5 more than the last time.
And we have no idea. We're going to have to do a fundraiser before we go to be able to pay for this fucking Celebrity Death Phone pot.
I don't know what it is.
I think
I'm gonna set up the Daniel Brewer Home for Wayward Gays here out in Connecticut. All these gays I got moving out here, and just charge them each $10.
Well, I'll just do a dickathon one night, and right, and I'll try to, I've been really good.
Yes.
At
are you giving up because you were trying to find the button to push?
No, I'm giving up on that. It was just,
you sure?
Everyone, yes, it's horrible. I don't even know how to describe it. I was on the phone an hour and a half. I'm not kidding. She was threatening to call Dish and basically like tell them to come rip the satellite off the roof and none
Dish,
of it.
Rip it off. Was she like Big Fatty? Like, hey, come rip it off. I'm too confused by this.
None of it was Dish's fault. None of it. I'm just like, oh my God. Okay, anyway. So I've been really good at not being, not straying, because I'm dating someone. So
right.
I've been,
right.
But we had a review on iTunes where someone said, I believe it was Gravitas, 4 or 5. How many stars can you get on iTunes? Can't even remember.
I don't know.
It was a lot of stars.
12, 14, 14,
so,
16.
But basically saying that he lives through me, like he lives his life through me because he's a shut-in is what he was saying. And I felt kind of guilty because I'm not giving anybody any fodder for, sexual whatever.
Right.
And so I thought, well, here's a little, it may not be fodder for anything at all. But the other night I was like, I was going to watch some porn. And I was going to watch some porn, and I was on this site.
Now, do you like schedule that?
No.
Because you made it sound like you spontaneously decided you were going to watch some porn, and that was unique because you normally schedule your time to watch porn.
I keep
like
this.
You go through your calendar and then go, oh, look, it's 10:13 p.m. It's time for me to watch porn now.
I keep this, for the audio listeners, this bottle of
Astroglide.
Right next to me most of the time. Just in case.
Which, by the way, I don't believe I've commented. For those of you who are not watching the video stream, you can't see this, but Adam is so washed out right now. He looks, he is a living Photoshop filter waiting to have. You were so washed out. You look 13.
I did not like do it on purpose. This is the way I'm going to stay young forever.
In such a way. And for those of you who don't see me, I actually am surrounded by Perry the Platypus here, only so that I don't look quite so bad. So I've got the big platypus head back there behind me and the stuff. Platypus over to my left. But anyway, so go ahead. So you keep the bottle of Astroglide.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with it. I don't schedule it. I just keep my supplies at hand.
I just thought maybe that like your alarm went off on your phone and
I decided
excuse me, it's time for me to go watch porn now.
I was gonna take care of it.
Yes.
And I was browsing around at what I might watch, because I like a variety of different, let's see, what would I say? A plethora of
that
different.
That sort of is an iconoclastic word.
A cornucopia of porn.
Cornucopia.
That I like. And so, but I stumbled across this one a whole category of self-suckers. Well,
of the self-pleasurers, of the auto-erotica.
That's kind of a double-headed dildo or a two-edged sword, as some people might say.
Yeah, as most people would say, a double-edged sword. Yes.
Because
only you would conflate that with a double-headed dildo.
Because at the same time that I'm getting turned on, I'm getting extremely jealous.
Really?
Like, I love to suck dick.
Yes.
Oh, Auntie Vera, please fast forward. So I get jealous when I see these people that can
The good part is if Vera does fast forward past this part, you don't have to worry about saying like. Because she'll be fast forwarding
right.
As far. So feel free to say like as much
during
as you
this
want.
Section. Yeah,
during this segment,
this will be the one segment that I do not say that word at all ever. Anyway, so
yes, so you were very jealous. You were both turned on and jealous at the same time.
Yes, because there are people. Okay, some people will say it's a big cock thing, but I have seen people with smaller ones, with larger ones, with whatever, and it just makes me want to be able to do it. And I have tried before, so I thought, I'm going to try one more time. And I looked up a blog on how to do it, you know, and it tells you all these things. And so
is step one become incredibly limber?
Well, so
step two.
It was things like don't eat beforehand. Well, I'm like, well, fuck. I can't keep from doing that because I already ate today.
Right.
So
I'll have to wait until tomorrow.
Right. No. And so, you know, I'm already half naked with things in hand. And so
the chat room is suggesting yoga. Was that one of the instructions?
It actually said you should take up yoga, but I was like, I can't take up yoga tonight.
Why?
I mean,
why can you not?
Well, I could, but it's not going to help me get it in my mouth right then. I'm impatient.
You're impatient. You want drive-through self autoerotic self. What is the official term for this? Someone want to look that up for it. By the way, not to pass over Donna Sugar's earlier line. She thought that you just look so young because you were consuming the souls of all the young men you sleep with.
I don't sleep with any young men anymore. The one that I sleep with is 7,000 miles away. Anyway, so...
There we go. Thank you, Brother Sinatus. Auto fellatio. So you wanted instant auto fellatio.
I did. I wanted instant auto fellatio.
That's right.
And immaculate auto fellatio, might I say.
Right.
So I got up on my... So I read all the instructions. I'm like, well, I've already eaten. Fuck that.
All the instructions. How long could this instruction really be?
And I wish I had the link, but it was like, take a warm bath beforehand to get your muscles heated. And, you know...
You should use some Bengay.
And it gave a whole series of stretches that you could do and all this stuff. But it always says, all these things that you read, they always say, very few people can actually do this. And... and what else does
it
say?
But you won't know till you try.
And it says, please do not hurt yourself.
Please don't hurt yourself. Which is basically, please don't sue us.
So
for printing this.
So
list.
I got up because there are a couple of different ways you can do it. You can just be sitting in your chair and do what they call the C position, where you try to You try to just like put your head, you know, down there, right, while you're sitting, and then hold on to your legs and try to, you know, pull your head and, you know, but that's not a good one because I'm not very limber. And that's one of the more technically advanced ones. So the one that most people do is you get up on the bed and you kind of flip your legs over your head and then you pull your ass down. And I am not limber at all. So I attempted to put my legs over my head and that wasn't working too well. They kept going the wrong direction. I kept falling over and all kinds of, it was not pretty. And so I finally got my legs over my head, but I can't, it will not reach. I mean, no matter what I try, and I'm pulling and pulling and pulling. I mean, I'm trying. I mean, they even had a suggestion that you take this belt and you wrap it around your body and then you tighten the belt.
So like they used to do with Chinese women when they were growing up to like bind their feet so that they, over time.
It said, be extremely careful, you know, and as you're getting close or whatever, please be careful not to just force yourself, you know, because you can hurt things. You can
once again, please don't sue us is what they were best.
So I tried and... to no avail. I want to be able to do it because that is my favorite thing to do is suck dick. And if I'm not going to be having sex with multiple people, I should at least be able to suck my own.
Right. Exactly. But you've given up too quickly because you want that instant gratification thing.
Well, and then I had a sore back for like a couple of days. The last time I tried, like 2 or 3 years ago, my back was sore for like 2 weeks. I'm not even kidding.
Right, can you do me a favor? Can you invite Dubious Intent to the hangout?
Can I invite Dubious Intent?
Just start, our page, just, you know, do plus, click on the invite, and then do a plus Dubious and start Phillips Play. What's happening, Vera Charles has just reported to us that the picture is not switching back between the two of us on the video. It is just staying on me because it is broadcasting it from your perspective. So what we need is a third party.
I told you, I can just stop that.
Because when I did it the other night, I was on a call with five people.
Well, I can stop that. I can just un-whatever that I'm doing.
No, it's not you. I don't think it's you. Do it. Go ahead. Click on your... It's
and
not
you.
It's because... Here, I'm going to mute it here. It's not that.
It's... Yeah. Now it should be switching.
We need a third person in the chat room as well. We need a third person so that...
So once again, we apologize to the people who are listening to the... So the whole time, nobody's been seeing me at all?
No, I mean, you're there in the little picture.
Well... Anyway,
what I'm trying to say, Adam, is that you're much smaller than me.
Well, you know, and if I were your size, it would help me a lot in being able to do the autofellatio thing. So,
correct.
I mean,
if you were much larger, you could do the.
No, they're telling us it's working now, so that that was the problem.
Oh, it was working. Well, I didn't see it working though.
I told you.
It looks to me like I'm still on the screen.
Well, I don't know. They're saying it's working now.
Oh, well, all right. Excellent.
But whatever. So
okay, now Adam is okay when he's talking. So now it's switching to Adam when he talks.
Yeah, it's confusing the hell
excellent.
Out of me.
What? Yay, hurrah.
So now everybody can see my washed out self. And
yeah, now,
my lips.
See, now I feel like I should redo
it. Now everybody can see my washed out self.
It does.
Could I stop hearing myself echo back, please?
I was checking it. I was doing quality assurance, which is, you know, ironic because that's your job.
Oh, God.
You get paid for the on it. Well, if you're just joining us here on DS Plus, you can see the 13-year-old child prodigy Adam Burns podcasting here.
DS Plus?
DS Plus. I got nothing.
You don't even know the name of the
There's
show.
There's so many fucking windows open. I've got right? a laptop going over here and a tablet over here and a chat room over here. And it's like all these things. Donna Sugars wants to make sure that that is not an actual paint color on your walls. No, Donna, that is a sheet.
It is a green screen.
It is a sheet.
No, it's I bought it from an actual company. It is a green screen. Okay, we saw your lips, but there are you know when I levelate that portion, it's going to be like
I know it's going to come out. Oh my God. DI Plus has been possessed at a certain point in time. You can just hear the devil's voice coming right through there. It said something like shit.
I have two green screens in this room, one behind me and one on the other side for my video ventures. So.
Now, I'll tell you, I just, you know, because I was talking about Virtual. By the way, thank you, Virtual, for reporting that error. And I was just going to tell an amusing story about Auntie Vera Charles. And...
Are there any?
Yeah. Hello?
This is Robert NYC calling in for the death line. Yes. Maurice Sendak, author of Where the Wild Things Are,
yes.
is dead at 83.
Dead at 83.
Maurice Sendak, Where the Wild Things Are.
Dead.
No more Fun Cool Max. Bye.
No more Fun Cool.
Wait, who was that? I was looking at the chat room.
That was Robert NYC.
Hey, Robert NYC.
Sendak.
Sorry, yes. You were too late.
Too late. Robert, so sorry. But thank you so much for calling. You know, we do value each and every phone call.
That's correct.
That comes in here. All right, so here, I want to tell you this this amusing story about Vera Charles. So, as you may know, Monday was Vera Charles's birthday. I don't know if you knew that or not. You know,
yes.
You completely left it off the birthday list last week. I don't know
oh, my God.
All.
I would have...
But I'm just saying, you know, you wonder why she picks on you. It's because you didn't even acknowledge that it was her birthday. But the thing is that it was her birthday on Monday, and so she was going to do her Monday show. But instead of doing her Monday show, hold on just a second. Let's see. Hello.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, it's Peter G.
Yes.
Maurice Sendak, dead.
Maurice,
author, Where the Wild Things Are.
Author, Wild Things.
Maurice
Sendak.
Dead.
Dead.
At
170. No, 83.
Bye.
83.
Who?
Oh, wait, no, wrong button. I meant to give him a sad tuba, and I gave him a phone ring.
Another iTunes review that gave us 4 stars only out of 5 because the death phone ring is too loud.
The death phone ring is too loud.
Apparently, it hurts someone's
apparently,
old man ears.
Death is just... Well, you know what? Death is a very serious business, and it needs a very distinct, loud ring. So getting back to my Vera Charles story here. So she didn't do her show on Monday. She instead put out a Tuesday show, but she labeled it as Muse Day. Now, did you know that there's an actual slang term called Muse Day?
No, I was not aware of that.
There is. There's an actual slang term called Muse Day. And this show was definitely not that. It's because what a Muse Day is a Muse Day would be what happens.
I do have to admit, it is kind of loud.
I don't know what that is. It is. You know, we got another phone call here. Hello, yes.
Maurice Sendak, dead. Larry Dean.
Maurice Sendak, dead. Larry Dean. You know, the funny thing about that is that he was sitting right next to me at work when he made that phone call.
Did you tell him to call?
Yes, I did. He was like pointing to it on the screen. And I'm like,
are
did you
cheating?
Call? No, you. I saw you today on Google Plus tell someone, oh, we haven't received any calls for that. You should call in right now.
I guess you weren't cheating well enough.
I wasn't cheating well enough. That's what it is. All right. So anyway, so what Muse Day is Muse Day is the name that you give to a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. So this would be any Tuesday that follows a Monday holiday. So like the Tuesday after Memorial Day would be called Muse Day because it's technically your Monday, but it's a Tuesday. So it feels like a Monday in that it's the first day of the week and you get all the work hitting you and everything, but it's actually a Tuesday.
All of my Tuesdays feel like Mondays.
So here's the thing. So Vera, I noticed that she put out her Muse Day show and I listened to it. And she said in that show quite clearly that she wasn't going to do a Wednesday show. So Wednesday, I'm sitting on my couch watching American Idol. And for some reason, I was just in this crazy mood. And so I started emailing her. I'm like, what happened? Where's your Wednesday show? Why hasn't that posted yet? And she was like, I said that I'm not going to do a Wednesday. And I wouldn't listen to what she said. I just kept going back to the fact of, yeah, that's nice, but where's your Wednesday show? And it took her forever to realize that I was joking. And it was just like, you know, I guess when you get older, you just give people the benefit of the doubt or something. I was clearly, anyway, but that's not the funny part. The funny part is tonight I was at dinner and I emailed her and said, is there some problem with your Wednesday show? Because I'm having problems downloading it. And she went through and she went to her website and made sure it would play and downloaded it and everything. And then sends me back an email like with all these steps that she had taken to make sure that it was there and it was working and whatnot. And then I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I was joking. It was a really, really long way to go for a very bad joke. All right, let's just get this one out of the way. Hello.
Hi, this is Jean from Soft and Alcohol.
Yes.
And I am calling, I hope this is the right number for Celebrity Death Phone because Maury Sendak has passed away, which is very sad.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And so anyway, I thought I'd try and be the first to call. Bye.
Oh, so sorry, Jean. That's Jean. That's Jean, my co-host from Soft.
Is so nice and sweet, and we have to give her
the sad tuba. I know.
It's horrible.
It's all right, but rules are rules. She gets the sad tuba there.
Jean, you still look incredibly young for your age, and we love you.
That's right. And I just like to point out, Jean is much older than me.
So I've heard.
By that, I mean she's 9 months older than me. All right, so there you go. I think we've killed this whole thing there. So with that, we've already done the countdown and everything, right? So I believe I am cleared for takeoff, right?
You are.
Excellent. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it. All right, in the old technology segment, we have, this came from where? Is this an email or this was on Google Plus?
Well, it was on Google Plus, and the reason I put a question mark is because I didn't know if you'd wanted to, whether we've discussed this enough. But so I got a question last night on Google Plus from Joe. Yes. And it was Joe in Austin. I didn't even realize, but it was Joe in Austin, who has called us before. And he wanted to know between some Sony Android tablet and...
I'm glad that you've taken the time to write down his question. Everything.
Well,
he was interested in buying a tablet, and he was wanting to know what I thought or what we thought between the Sony something S and the Galaxy Tab, the Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah,
Tab.
Or the Kindle Fire.
Well, no, I think he had dismissed the Kindle Fire out of pocket because it just wasn't what he wanted. And the Kindle Fire is not a tablet. Let's not confuse that. I don't care if they want to call it a tablet or whatever. It is not powerful enough to be a tablet. A Kindle Fire is an e-reader. It is an e-reader with some extra bells and whistles. And as long as you're going into it with that thought in your head of this is going to be an e-reader with some extra bells and whistles, you'll be happy. If you're getting a Kindle Fire for $199 thinking that it's going to be a full-feature tablet, you're going to be sad.
I told him not to even think about the Fire because the things you'd want to do on a tablet, I think, are still kind of, it's not there yet.
Right.
If it'll ever
now,
the
thing about the iPad is there's a lot of us out in tablet world who like to watch movies and like Netflix streaming and or Amazon movies or any or even YouTube for that matter. And the problem with the iPad is that it's a fucking 4.3 tech. So see, here is, for those of you on the video screen, here is my Motorola Zoom, which you can see is a 16:9 format. And it does a really good job at HD movies and stuff because of the 16:9 format on it. Also, I don't have to sync this to fucking iTunes, which I hate. So it actually works like a real machine. Anyway, so I don't have either. Gene has the Galaxy Tab.
Well, he specifically said he did not want an iPad, so that's why I didn't even...
Yeah, exactly. We didn't leave that. I guess we left it out. We were getting to it, I guess. But no, so the thing about the iPad, he didn't want an iPad. He already has an iPhone, he didn't want an iPad. So yeah, Gene has the Galaxy 10.1. Here's my thing. I think in the world of Android tablets, you're still best off with the Motorola Zoom because it is their reference tablet and it's going to have the latest version of the operating system on it.
Do they still sell that thing?
Yeah, Motorola Zoom is still available.
Oh.
It was the one that I suggested for Vera Charles. Vera Charles went and bought one. She is very happy with it.
I thought that was one of the ones they put in the, like Walmart puts in the bin in the middle of the aisle for $5.99.
No. No. If you see a Motorola Zoom for $5.99, buy it because it is an awesome machine. No, it's a dual core, gig and a half, so a gigahertz and a half. So it's a dual core, 1.5 gigahertz machine with a really nice set of features on it. Well, and it's running Ice Cream Sandwich. It's been running Ice Cream Sandwich for the last 2 months. It's actually a very nice tablet. I'm very happy with it. Now, the caveat here is that I don't use the 3G because I have an Android phone that has its own hotspot on it. So I just have the Wi-Fi tablet. Because I don't need to pay a separate contract for 3G. So, because I use my cell phone.
So, sorry, Joe, I said out of the ones that you listed, the Galaxy Tab, but apparently...
Now, Jean is very happy with her Galaxy Tab, by the way, which is the same. It just hasn't gone up to the Ice Cream Sandwich software yet. So,
well, who doesn't like an Ice Cream Sandwich?
I know, you know, it is. And also, the other tablet in that same area there is the Toshiba Thrive, which is around the same price. And I know one of the girls at work has gotten a Thrive that she found on Woot.com for about... $275 one time as a one-day deal for $275, so a little less than $300, and she was very happy.
Thrive sounds kind of sexual, kind of like the Toshiba Throb or something. Toshiba. I don't know.
Job. All right, now what is this? No, we don't use pre-addressed stamped envelopes. What is this?
What?
So Donna Sugars in the chat room is trying to get Guru Nudie to send the pics from last year's Pride 48 in a pre-addressed stamped envelope.
Oh.
Those are digital pictures. Why doesn't he just... Guru Nudie, why don't you post them? Please, post them. Oh, wait, he can't because he uses Apple products.
He's being all...
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it...
So go ahead, finish your joke before you do your stinger.
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say. He's being all artsy-fartsy photographer. He only wants to put them out in, you know, high gloss, you know, finish, whatever.
Right, I'm waiting for you.
Is this me?
Yes. The news. See if anyone ever thought that was recorded.
You know, it's funny. That when I play audio, it doesn't switch to my camera. It's like defaulting to you for some reason. I don't know why that is, but
it just likes me better.
I guess, you know, that's always been my problem in life is that everyone has always liked you better. So,
you know, that is so full of shit. That is so not true.
I don't know.
By the way, have I mentioned, I know this is the wrong part of the show. I should have done this right up front. Thank you so much for running State of the Station the other day. I thought you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
In fact, I think you should just always run State of the Station.
I don't know what that sound effect meant there.
I was laughing back for your, I was late. I was looking for the laugh.
I appreciate the backhanded compliment there with the laugh. Anyway. You know what, Daniel?
Yes.
You've kissed butt at work. But this
Gryffindor!
But this zookeeper took the metaphorical act to a whole new and literal level.
You're just, or are you reading or are you tap dancing to try to pull up an article?
No, I'm reading.
Because you're
my
stuttering.
My audio is doing weird things too.
Okay.
Chinese zookeeper Zhang Bangxing, 50, again, his age, reportedly did the unthinkable when a leaf monkey in his care couldn't pass a peanut. He licked its butt for over an hour to encourage it to defecate, China Smack reported, citing the Wuhan Evening.
Gryffindor!
I don't even have a sound clip. But...
you don't have a zookeeper licking a monkey's ass to get it to pass.
Sadly, no, that's not on the list.
A peanut? I don't know.
I got the peanut!
Yeah, so. So Bangxing claims the monkey was too small for medication to help it pass the peanut, so licking was the only way to help it. After washing its bottom with warm water, Orange News reported. But I'm glad, you know, I'm glad they did the hard-hitting investigation and determined that he at least washed the bum first.
The sad thing is after the fact, he realized that the toilet that the monkey pooped in actually didn't flush right, so he then carried the poop to another.
Right? And then, in other news, he ordered some chicken McNuggets. Because he had to wash that
see, someone in the chat room is on your same wavelength there. Larry in the chat room says, Daniel, did the monkey of the zookeeper a box of chicken McNuggets offer the zookeeper? I can't read.
In other news. So from the get-go, you have to expect a robotic butt to be pretty weird. But to be fair, there are potential applications.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested right? a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, exactly.
So training proctologists and massage therapists about that region, mm-hmm. for instance, mm-hmm. there are similar things to train dentists. Wait, they have butts to train dentists?
Yes.
Maybe.
You know, dentistry, that is the unknown portion of dentistry. You know, just kind of like, you know how like the Secret Service's job is to guard the president, but also to track counterfeit money. And most people don't realize, you know, the counterfeit money part. Because when they say, oh, it's the Secret Service that tracks down counterfeiters, that's really weird. I never knew that about the Secret Service. Same thing about dentists. Most people assume that dentists just work on your teeth. No, apparently they work on your butt.
Yeah, apparently Secret Service, if you get the Nigerian prince emails, the Secret Service will be the ones to help you out with that.
That's right.
So, anyway, joint specialists, after all, problem is the creators of this robotic butt didn't seem to have any practical considerations in mind at all. It's not a medical accessory or a therapeutic device. It's just a twitching, quivering, hissing robotic butt.
Now, you take away the hissing part.
Yeah, why
and
is
you,
it?
And, well, you take away the hissing part and you hook it up to that, you know, that company that makes the life-size sex robots. Now you got something.
Why is
now you got a robotic butt with twitching muscles.
See, I'm
that
wondering,
can be a robotic sex robot. I can't talk.
I'm wondering if both of these stories are hoaxes, because then it goes on to say that the name of this thing is called Shiri.
Yes.
Instead of Siri. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean instead of Siri? Like what, Apple owns the word Siri?
I mean, I don't know. It just sounds like, okay, so the creators say that the robot represents emotions with
through
visual and tactical butt. Transformation of the muscles.
Yes.
Furthermore, it is an attempt to, quote, approach the creation of sensitive and subtle expression by a humanoid robot using organic constructs.
And there is indeed a video of the...
Apparently, you can slap the ass. And
excellent.
It will respond.
Yeah.
So
now, before you say, you know, okay, well, this is like, you know, these may be hoaxes or whatever. It's not like we're a hard-hitting news.
Well, I was going to say DI Plus is a hard-hitting, because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there was a story.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
There was a story that I, as the news director, chose not to read.
The news,
and I just want to read a little excerpt here from
Adam Burns, news director for DI Plus.
Now, let me tell you,
I just have a few questions, sir.
Let me tell you, I do the research, ladies and gentlemen, and let me tell you, the LA Times, however, does not. Little article from the LA Times, were you among the millions of people who gasped in horror and maybe a little glee at the story of the scorned dentist who yanked out her ex-lover's teeth in revenge? Turns out, the story appears to be a hoax.
Well, duh.
And among those who fell for it, yours truly, the Los Angeles Times.
But not you. You're no. Not you. Yours truly.
No. The LA Times.
And
the Huffington Post.
And the Huffington Post.
And lots of other places. But you know what? We did not air that hogwash.
No, we did not.
No. Hell
no. Hogwash
no.
airing here.
Hell no. That's the news.
That is the news. It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I got it's your birthday.
Happy birthday to ya. Guess what? It's
yes.
My favorite part of the show.
It is your favorite part of the show.
Right. So no looking at the chat room.
That's right. The chat room is here.
You guess, and
they can help me discern the sounds between Bette Midler and what was the one I got wrong? Bette Midler and Liza Minnelli. Because it's very, very
right.
Tricky.
So so here is this person on a cartoon that you like.
Do we not have contact as well? There it is.
So here we go.
Yes.
You're too kind.
What's the secret to being a great television host?
I really enjoy what I do, sort of like you. You have the same skills, I would say. I've watched the show. I learned from you.
And Ferb as well?
Okay, so this, obviously that's Phineas and Ferb.
It is?
No, well, that was Phineas.
I wasn't asking you. It is?
Yes, that's Phineas. All right, so he's a talk show host, and he wants to, and so it's got to be an ABC property, so I'm going to go with Tom Bergeron, the host of Dancing with the Tards.
Wow, there you go. It is.
So by the way, I like that theme song. Do you have that theme song? Because it's got a lot of trumpets in it, I would think.
I don't know if I have the actual theme song. I have the beginning of, because I was looking for season 14.
Time to get up and dance.
Here, I've got it. Are you ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
It's got lots of trumpets and stuff. Apparently, this version is apparently played on a Casio keyboard, though.
Right.
Without so many trumpets.
Well, you know, I love nowadays when you're on YouTube and you're looking for theme songs of things, and people have taken a recorder up to their television speakers and recorded it.
Hold on, and you can hear it, like...
Yeah, and it's like, what year is this?
In other news tonight, a man offered a woman sex for chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, yes. So, yes, Tom Bergeron is 57 years old.
57 years young. That makes him a good three quarters of a Morgan Freeman.
I don't know. Here's the next one. All of my volumes on my YouTube channels are down. Sorry.
Oh, this is Little House on the Prairie.
It is?
I'm trying to fix my pop.
I do sound like
Little House on the Prairie. Let's see. Well, I think we've done Little House on the Prairie numerous times now. So is it Bea Arthur?
Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
Is not
she
on
played,
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, no, she played the paw. She played paw.
No.
I'm sure that she played the father on Little House on the Prairie.
I will give you a little hint. This ties back into our Dancing with the Stars theme.
Dancing with the Stars. Oh, so they were. Oh, so Gilbert. Melissa Gilbert.
It was Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert.
It works out so much better when I give you some hints. I know. I'm not. We're supposed to do it bare, but yeah. So Melissa Gilbert turned 48.
48 years old. That is not quite even two-thirds of a Morgan Freeman. Now, by the way, Donna Sugars has met Tom Bergeron.
Really? Was he an ass? Because usually those people that seem like
you
they're
know
all...
Why did you read the chat room? Because that is exactly what Terry asked in the chat room. Was he an asshole, Nana?
No, I didn't. Because I'm looking at... I can't... Okay. My laptop has a small screen. Sorry. All right. So happy birthday, Melissa. So here
happy
is...
Happy birthday, Melissa Gilbert.
Here is our next one. This used to be one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
Oops.
By the way, Tom Bergeron's really sleepy this week. Alright, so is this the artist then?
It's the artist. What's the group?
It keeps fading in and out on me. Stars are shining brightly in the velvet sky. Is this one of the boy bands?
It was back from like the 90s, I think.
So, but is it one of the boy bands? Is it like one of the boys to men?
Well, it is.
It is Backstreet Boys.
No, it is boys. No,
it's boys.
But I wouldn't necessarily call them a boy band. There's only two of them.
There's only two of them.
Okay, the group is...
Is it Jedward?
No. The group is Savage Garden.
Savage Garden. I just saw that in the chat room.
Yep.
Savage Garden. And so one of them, it's,
yes.
So it's one of their birthdays.
He has gone on to have a...
Melissa Gilbert. It's Melissa Gilbert's birthday.
No. Not this one. He's gone on to have a solo career, or he tried to have a solo... I don't know if he's...
Ricky Martin.
Okay, Darren Hayes from Savage Garden.
Oh, Darren Hayes from Savage Garden.
Yeah,
oh,
okay, Darren gosh. Hayes turned 40, if you can believe that.
He turned 40? Oh, that's really old.
Oh, I mean, because he looks a lot younger than that, at least in the videos. Well, happy birthday, Darren Hayes. I guess Mr. Brewer doesn't know who you are.
I don't. You know why? Because he's so much younger than me.
There you go. Maybe, yeah. If you were only 10 years older, Mr. Brewer would know who you are. So right. Here is I have two for this one. So
two.
Yeah. So one. You know what? I'm going to play this more. This one. Okay.
Yes.
That's so quiet.
I know. However, I can hear it there, and it's the theme to Boston Legal.
Okay, so we know it's someone in Boston Legal. Now I'm going to play
Boston Legal.
I'm going to play this other one. Let me just check the volume on this before I turn it on.
Oh, just play it. Just do it.
Someone... Wow, yes, it is.
So it's Candace. What's her name? Was she in? Oh, that's right. She was in it, wasn't she? Candace Bergen was in Boston Legal.
She was one of the main characters in
Boston
Legal.
You know, I forgot. Yeah, I mean, she was like overshadowed by William Shatner and James Spader. So
yeah,
you're right.
Looking pretty old, actually. So Candace Bergen is 66 years old.
Now, for the elder folks in the audience, did you know that Candace Bergen actually had a famous father?
Was his last name Bergen?
Yes, it was. You have no idea who he was, though, right?
No.
So if I were to say Edgar Bergen, you would have no idea who that was.
You know what? That name sounds familiar.
If I were to say the name Charlie McCarthy, would that mean anything to you?
Yes. Right? Now that does, because there was a dummy.
A dummy. And who was the gentleman that was fisting that dummy?
Oh, why, is that
why it
was
Edgar Bergen? Exactly.
Did he do
right.
Danny O'Day as well? Because that's the one that I wanted.
You know, he's an idol. Big Fatty idolizes him. I think that's part of the whole puppet shows that Fatty does, is because he is such an Edgar Bergen fan. Edgar. I would like an Edgar Burger, please. Oh, that's an Edgar Burger with cheese.
Well,
oh, I kid myself. Go ahead, please.
So I'm gonna play this one. Oh, happy birthday, Candace.
Do we have a thing for that? If I tickle is that auto tickling?
Auto what?
Well, we had the auto erotica earlier, or the.
I'm sure there's something there. You know what? There are people who like to be tickled, because I once had a guy want to come over and just be tickled.
Yeah, but you can't tickle yourself. It's hard to tickle yourself.
No, you can't. I mean, you probably. I don't know. Here's the next one.
I mean, you could if you were really, really stoned. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
next one.
Next time I'm trying to suck myself, I'll also attempt to tickle myself, and I'll
break. I'm just saying, take some yoga. Will someone please send Adam a gift card for some yoga lessons?
You know, in Dallas, there was a naked yoga class that I went to one time.
There you go. And I've seen those on Craigslist.
You know,
I'm sure they are nothing but reputable.
You can get your cock sucked and get stretched out all at the same time.
Right, exactly.
No need for the auto fellatio. Okay, here's the next one. Wow, that's...
Who tonight will be seen in the clever disguise of Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, and Mike Nesmith.
Okay, that was a really bad one. I found it while we were... So here's a better one.
A serial about something?
This is the guy talking. Not him.
Did someone suggest you should do it?
Well, excuse me, there's a phone. Hello? Long distance from
Chicago.
I'm
not hearing anything.
Yes, it's about 2,500 miles. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. I did take that call. But anyway, what was the question, Bob? I forget the question.
The question had something to do with whether someone told you ought to be in radio or how you got into it.
Well, no, I used to mimic Spike Jonze Records at Joe Vlossman's garage.
Oh, so he's some radio dude. I can't really... I'm
sorry. Okay. I should have pulled the other one. He was the announcer for Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Oh, so he's the announcer for Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Okay, you don't know who that is?
I don't know.
Okay, Gary Owens, who was the announcer for... yeah, that was a fail. Complete fail, because I didn't even... He turned 76. 76.
That would have been a perfect one to interrupt with a... there's the phone right there. You know, it's, chat rooms, they're on a 7-second delay, so they couldn't call in to interrupt us. Until then.
They're still talking about naked yoga.
This is someone in our chat room, though. Hello?
Well, hello, my darling death phone.
Yes.
I don't expect points for this, and I don't know if anyone else has called, and I hope someone has.
Yes.
But one of my favorite childhood authors has died.
Vera Charles.
Maurice
Sendak.
I always say his last name. Sendak.
That's what I said.
He wrote Where the Wild Things Are, which is one of my favorite books growing up. He has died at 83. It's very sad.
It's very sad.
I don't expect points for this one. It's important that this one went out there, and I hope someone else called, because this was one of my favorite books growing up, and it was so good. So, okay. Bye, darling.
There's a lot of Maurice Sendak fans.
Well, Donna, I know you didn't want to be given any points for this one, so there you go. You know,
we like to please. That's right. That's what we like to please our listeners, and not in the auto erotica fashion. Oh, wow. I left the phone sitting a little too close for the close to the microphone, but fortunately I can pick it up here. You know, there's this big delay between the things because I am. Hello.
Hi guys, I'm calling the death phone and
yes,
letting you know that yes, Marie Sendak died.
Oh my God, it's a cockroach over there! Watch out.
Right, it's Joe in Dallas. Hope you all are having a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
Yes,
despite the sad news.
Joe in Dallas.
You know,
Joe in Dallas.
Wonderful time.
Did you just go somewhere where he was on your trip? No, he's not in Florida.
He's in Dallas.
I know.
Did you
Joe
not
in Dallas
hear Joe
in
say Joe in Dallas?
But you used to live near Dallas. Did you meet up with Joe?
No,
you
know what? I've
Dallas?
Never met Joe because he I think he's afraid that I would have like raped him or something. We never met.
That's not true. I think he's coming to Pride 48.
Well,
so and
Roger.
You can find out there. Anyway, thank you so much, Joe in Dallas. Thank you. Suddenly, I sound like Vera there. Thank you so much, my precious Joe
Lovey.
In Dallas, for calling us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it so much. By the way, were you able to download Vera's Wednesday show? I had a lot of problems with that. Anyway, move on. What's our next?
I don't even remember what were we doing.
We're in the middle of birthdays.
Oh,
we're in the middle of birthdays.
My favorite say. Okay, here we go. Now you'll recognize this theme song. you'll recognize this one because we've used it. I've used it a few times. I just want to warn you right now.
You take the. It's the facts of life. Is it Miss Garrett?
It's not. So here's...
You know what? Here's a fun fact. Did you know that Donna Sugars does a dead-on Miss Garrett impersonation?
No, I did not know that, but I love Mrs. Garrett.
Well, she does. She does.
There's
a
second theme song of a show you've probably never watched, but I'm going to play it anyway because because there are a lot of people on Facts of Life. So this may narrow it down if you've ever seen this show.
Okay, here we go. Life.
I'm sorry, what?
Single Life? Sounds like what they're singing, but I don't know what is the name. I don't.
We are living single.
I don't know what this is. What show is this?
Living Single.
So is it Tootie? I'm going to go with Tootie.
You are so racist. Just because that song sounds black, you're going to go with, yeah, that's who it is.
It's Kim Fields.
It is Kim Fields. It is.
See, I knew Tootie's name and everything. I can't be racist. I knew Tootie's name.
So Kim Fields is 43.
She's younger than me.
She is 40.
I remember Tootie when she was a little girl riding roller skates on Mr. Drummond's floor.
She's 43 years old, and there you go.
Excellent.
Happy birthday.
By the way, the chat room, loving your dancing. See, now they can see all the goofy things that we do.
Right. So, here is the next one. And this is...
So, the words, as I say, ship his fuck cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
That is George Carlin.
Now, motherfucker came off the list immediately.
It is. So, I'll go ahead and stop him, because that's a dirty, dirty act.
Yes.
That he has. And we are a child-friendly podcast.
We are.
That talked about Otto Fellatio for 15 minutes.
Oh,
so,
that's what it was. It wasn't autoerotic. It was Otto Fellatio.
Otto Fellatio. Yeah, we discussed it. It was
Did you ever look up the thing that I talked about last week?
I did, and I forgot what it meant. I looked it up, and I was appalled, and I can't remember.
You were sexually aroused by fish. Anyway, go ahead.
Was that it? I don't think that's... I don't remember...
That was it.
Maybe I spelled it wrong. Okay, so George Carlin. Well, actually, George Carlin is dead.
Yes,
but he would have been.
Roger.
He would have been 75 years old.
75 years young.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So congratulations, George Carlin.
Why are we congratulating him for being dead?
For
having happy birthday.
For having a birthday.
Right. All right.
And that's it.
Was that?
That was the. Oh,
you didn't tell me that.
Fucker. Wait a minute. No, that is not
we
it.
We have Pride 48.
That
birthdays.
Is not it. One moment, dance around, do something.
I got nothing.
Where do I look for that shit?
Got nothing.
Someone in
Gavin
the chat room.
Goodbye, Gavin.
Someone in the chat room, give me a link to the Pride 48 birthdays. Because I will never find it.
Why will you never find
it? Because it's just in a post that Gavin did, and it's way down.
Now, is it? Was it? I think. Who was it? Who was it? Oh shit! There was a podcaster. It was one of the older podcasters just had a birthday, like just this week, and I don't remember who it was.
Auntie Vera had a birthday.
Was it Fatty? No, it wasn't Vera. It was. Was it Fatty that had their birthday on the 7th of May? I think that's what it was.
I don't know. You should know. I don't keep up with
these. You know what? It was Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Was it really?
No, it wasn't. Anyway, did you find your list?
I'm looking for the... Has anyone in the chat room posted the list? The link?
But you know what? Jean from Sauce did have her birthday this past week.
Oh, happy birthday, Jean.
Who has been a guest host on this very show?
She was fabulous, by the way. You know, she can knit... podcast at the same time.
Gene, the chat room wants to know who just turned 58. Gene from Alcohol Just
Gene. I don't think she turned. Oh, I found it.
Found it.
I found Excellent. It. But now you guys keep in mind that if you didn't put your birthday on here, that it's not in here. So Auntie Vera had a birthday.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Last on the 7th.
We would have heard. We would have heard about it on her Wednesday show.
Steve in the UK had a birthday.
Yes.
Brent Gordon, don't know who that is, but he had a birthday. Kim Beaver had a birthday. And Cher has a birthday on the... Cher?
Sure.
Why do we have Cher's birthday on the Pride 48?
Because it's Pride 48 and Cher's birthday. I don't know.
And that's all of them for now. And Jean did not put hers on the Pride 48 calendar. Oh.
Shit!
3, 2, 1! Contact is the secret, is the moment. Everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens, contact. Let's make contact.
Fire the lasers!
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Go ahead.
What is it? Well, why don't you do some contact?
Oh, perhaps I could do some contact. Excellent. We got an email. We got this lovely email here from Chad, our lovely listener, Chad, who lives in some state. What state does Chad even live in?
Chad lives in Missouri.
Chad lives in Missouri, the show me state, and he has definitely shown us. Anyway, Chad has written to us, and here's more tech talk. I love the tingling feeling it gives me. And I think you all killed Marie Sendak for your competition, famous, gay, and Jewish. So there you go. Chad, we would never kill a Jew. I find that to be just evil for you to suggest that. Oh, it's a joke. You know what, Chad? I think the tingly feeling that you're feeling... might not be our tech talk. I mean, that it might actually be some kind of medical condition that you might want to get checked.
It was, I lost my train of thought.
Perhaps it was the audio fellatio that he was.
There's too much going on all at once. My brain is going to overload. Mint is telling me that I've gone over budget on every category.
Yes, well, you have.
That
you
I've ever put horrible. In there.
Why are you looking at Mint? Why are you balancing your check? That's the problem. Right. You're trying to balance your checkbook while we're doing a show.
No. You see, it popped up that I had emails, and I was like, God, why did I get like 8 emails all at once? So I just flicked over there for a second. That was all. Mm-hmm. That was all.
But before we play the voicemail, because I want to get to the voicemail here, can you read the comments off the website, or were there any comments on the website or on Google Plus? Because I have to put some more Diet Coke in this, because I put too much Jack in this, and it's really strong. So I just need to pop over to the other room real quick and get a Diet Coke. So just tap, do a stall.
Okay,
so
I do, I know, will. I'll tap dance a little bit. I mean, I will actually physically tap dance so that and he turned off his video because I guess the people who are watching the stream should not see, see the path to his liquor room. I don't know why he did that. But anyway, no, we have no comments on the Dubious Intent pot. What is it? A website. But if you guys wanted to go over there and leave a comment on one of the shows, it would be dubiousintent.com. And I actually updated. I did a fabulous job updating the header for Vegas. And put a couple of links on the right side to the Luxor and the Excalibur, which, by the way, you can get a discount on. And Donna is telling me to go and check 4:30 on the calendar. And I did. I did check 4:30, and apparently there is nothing new on there. Wait. 4:30 says Mr. Boo. May 1st says Donna Sugars, but... We already, so I don't know what you're telling me to check here. Mr. Boo and Donna Sugars. Donna Sugars was actually May 1st, though. And I believe we already covered that on a show anyway. And they have a lag. He is doing this to me on purpose because I don't edit the show anymore to cut things out. And now I'm having to just talk to myself. So now I'm going to do the thing that I hate and just start talking to the chat room. Anyway, there are no comments. Oh, thank God. It's a celebrity death phone call. Hello.
Hi, this is Larry, also known as Hugh Sledge. I'm calling to report that Maurice Sendak, author of Where the Wild Things Are, is unfortunately dead at 83.
What was that? Dead at
thank
83.
You.
It's just like he was doing his thing.
Oh,
his
Larry. Larry, Larry, Larry.
Dead at 83. So sorry. No, I had to do tech support on our television.
You know, Larry, if you...
I was just going to pop out there and grab a drink, and then I got stuck in.
Did you have a call from your grandma wanting some help with the satellite dish?
As both my grandmas are dead, yes, they called me from... It was a Ouija board conversation, really, more than the thing. All right. Oh, wow. Trying to get to the voicemail, and unfortunately the darn death phone just keeps going off here. Hello, yes.
Hey boys, it's Boss Boy calling.
Boss Boy, who by the way sounds 20 and hot.
Report that celebrity hairstylist Vidal Sassoon has died at the age of 84.
Vidal Sassoon? Dead as a doornail. Have we had Vidal Sassoon?
And you know what?
Mentioned?
I'm going to say this before one of the callers says it. If he don't look good, we don't look good.
Right. Congratulations, Boss Boy. Which, by the way, Boss Boy sent me a Google Plus message every day. I am neither 20 nor hot. So, anyway, so Boss Boy, congratulations. $5 more into the old celebrity death fund.
What? He sent it as if he was offended that you called him 20 and hot?
Right.
Is that offensive?
I guess he was. Yeah, that's apparently an offensive thing to accuse that. And you're wrong, Donna. Sugars in the chat room. This is not a Jack and Coke. This is a Jack and Diet Coke. Anyway, so we do have actual voicemails here on this little show. Let's listen to them now. I believe this came from across the pond. Hello?
Daniel?
Yes?
Adam?
Yes? Oh, wait. I'm not Adam.
Yes.
The news article about the...
There's an article written by Knees. Did you read that?
the
Knees
article? Yes. Was it written by R.T. Cruiser?
It was R.T. Cruiser reporting for Knees.
Knees article about the students playing possum.
Possum, yes.
They were in Dunedin, in New Zealand, not Australia. These were not the beautiful, talented, smart... fit and good-looking Australian university students that were playing this silly game.
No, it was Kiwis.
They were, of course, New Zealanders.
New Zealands.
And really, what else can we expect except for drunk New Zealanders falling out of trees?
Falling out of trees.
Okay, this is Scotty, your little Aussie.
It was all over the knees.
Special hello to R.T. Cruiser.
R.T. Cruiser.
Bless the Americans trying to say your name correctly.
What do you mean?
I was going to call about the solar panels conversation on the last little show.
Yes.
The ridiculous statements about the fact you would need an entire house's roof covered in solar panels to generate enough electricity.
Uh-huh.
What can I say? It's about as intelligent as New Zealanders falling drunk out of trees.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, LittleAussieBattler.net. Bye.
Apparently, Australians never fall drunk out of trees, and they're experts in energy as well.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem. Is he's doing it. By the way, that's Robert. Everyone. He's doing.
No, really, that's Robert's ass.
He just delivered me a full bottle of Jack Daniels. Here's the thing. Is the chat room saw. He's making a mistake. It is a very common mistake to make, which is that a bunch of solar cells could all charge a battery that would then later be able to run a cell phone. But the question was, can I just run the cell phone directly off of solar power? As in, I plug it into an array of solar cells, and then it's just, there's no storage of power anywhere. It's just on-demand power. Well, and to do that, you would need an entire rooftop.
Even with a battery on the cell phone, you would still have hours worth of charging to do with I'm not backing down on that. If you just had the size of cell phone.
Scotty did just get a degree in law, which of course makes him an expert.
For someone who sounds like he's masturbating in traffic every time he calls in.
Oh, not every time, just a few times. Let's not go. He is a lawyer now. He could sue us. So let's just say that the opinions expressed by Adam Burns are not necessarily
Scotty?
Its sponsors or the
What I want to say is you should fall out of a tree drunk.
He would never do that because he is not a New Zealander. Oh, this death phone. Hello. Damn you death phone.
Hello.
Oh, death phone. What a week you've had.
Yes.
The calls you must have taken, girl. I'm just calling to let you know, because I don't know if anyone would call about him, but the famed Vidal Sassoon just passed away. Only 4 years old.
I thought she was going to say the Faye driver.
Can you pause that for a second?
Yes, I can.
I know it's a phone call, but if you could pause it.
We have the technology to pause live phone calls now. It's
could
amazing.
Could you pause Donna Sugars?
I have paused her.
If anybody would know about hair product,
it would be
Donna
Sugars.
I'm appalled that Donna did not win that one, because of all of her wigs, I'm sure there has been some Vidal Sassoon going on.
Now you're offending her.
Oh, sorry.
I'm telling you. Let's continue with the phone call, Joey.
I don't know. We'll see. Kisses, darling. Mwah. Oh, that. Love me some shampoo.
I was just going to say, saying that Donna Sugars has Vidal Sassoon wigs would be like me saying, you're from Arkansas, so I'm sure you have kissed your uncle a few times. Oh, wait.
No, shut up. He asked.
All right.
He only asked.
He's polite, at least. For a pedophile, he's rather polite.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
He didn't even offer me any chicken McNuggets. I mean, if he'd have offered me some fucking chicken McNuggets. Or some auto.
I can't find my thing. Ring, ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
Wait, you didn't finish the call from
Chicago's. Oh, from Donna Sugars, who did not win.
She's sitting there patiently. No, but you didn't finish her call.
Okay, there you go. All right. Oh, look, there's the phone.
No, wait. You did not her call. We paused it.
I did. No. I unpaused it and finished it. They all heard it in the chat room. Where were you?
I don't know.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Hello, caller who's been patiently waiting.
Hi, Daniel and Adam. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Just
yes.
want to let you know
yes.
that about 2 minutes ago, staff walked away with stethoscopes, and Vidal Sassoon died. He was 84, and of course I have no idea much about here because I haven't had any since this man was probably still working.
Right.
But put me down. I'm sure that I'm going to get one of these someday.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Now, so what we're saying there is that Tom is saying that his hair has died. That he
you
has,
know, Tom, let me tell you something. If you...
Was that what you were going to tell him?
Well, that, and I was also going to say, if you would only learn how to say Chicago,
Chicago,
you might win one.
Now, that's a fattyism.
Well, notice big fat.
Is this our, do I see our manager here on our caller ID? Is this our Joey L. Boohecker III that's calling here on the celebrity death phone? The L stands for living.
Hello, death phone. I'm sure that this has already been called in, but Vidal Sassoon,
yes,
the hairstyling guru,
yes,
and god of shampoos, is dead. This is your business manager, Joey. I don't remember my own middle name. Bye-bye.
He doesn't even remember his own middle name. I find it interesting. I just have a question for the chat room, because Guru Nudie's in the chat room. So when they keep saying Vidal Sassoon hair guru, does it feel like someone walks over your grave when they say that? Do you get a cold chill up your spine when you hear the word guru and death in the same sentence? Excellent. And they are talking about Terry.
You know, I'm getting a premonition here, because we know I've got ESP.
Yes.
And it has something to do with Asians. I don't know. Maybe I need a fortune cookie. I don't know what it is.
Whatever. We're still in the contact section, and we need to get out of the contact so that we can wrap the show up and then be done with everything. Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hello, this is the Gravitas. It is a very sad day in the hairdressing industry.
Yes, yes.
Because if you don't look good, we don't look good.
Yeah,
Vidal,
yes.
Sassoon.
Vidal Sassoon.
He died. He no longer lives. He's dead.
Right. Is that it? Yes. Now, how come he no longer riv? He can't say the L there, but he was perfectly able to say Vidal Sassoon instead of Vidar Sassoon.
Because he doesn't.
Why didn't he say Vidar Sassoon?
Because he doesn't have a real accent. He just makes them up as he goes.
He makes them up as he goes around. So you're calling him out on a fake accent. That's how do you know?
Because let me tell you, I know all about the Asian accents.
I'm just saying, there's this guy at work who I couldn't tell if he had an accent or not, and I didn't want to ask him, so I asked other people, and they were like, oh, he had a stroke when he was really young, and he's had a hard time learning how to re-talk. And so now I feel good that I didn't go up and ask him, hey, that's a really interesting accent there. Where is that from? Stroke. And I probably would have been like, is that in South America? I'm not familiar with that state.
Either that or he's deaf, one of the two.
Not meant to be funny. I'm just saying that the poor guy had a stroke and couldn't remember. And so it's like walking up to a fat lady and asking her how many months long she is and everything. It's just one of those faux pas that you don't
calling Donna Sugars.
Telling Donna Sugars that she had a big ass. Anyway, let's go ahead and hello.
Yeah, hi. It's RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser.
For the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Vidal Sassoon, hairdresser to the stars, is dead.
Did he just say Val?
He killed his last curl. Bye.
Vidal Sassoon, did he say?
Sassoon.
Vidal Sassoon.
It's Arti Cruiser.
Arti Cruiser. Killed his last curl, he dead?
He killed his last curl.
I thought he said killed his last curl.
Killed.
Yes. Arti Cruiser.
He killed his last curl.
Right. That's RT Cruiser, which I just want to make sure, because I know that they get really touchy down there. RT Cruiser and Scotty are from New Zealand, and then the other people that we were talking about are from Australia, right?
Yes, okay, exactly. They fall out of trees drunk.
That's right, because that's what New Zealanders do, like Scotty and RT Cruiser. Right. And now we have this call here. Speaking of New Zealanders...
Oh yeah, you know it. Somebody's dead. Vidal Sassoon is dead. There will be no more shampoo or conditioner flowing from Vidal Sassoon.
He doesn't actually excrete them.
Dead.
I was going to say.
This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, calling in with yet another successful winning entry.
Now he's on a children's playground.
I hope he's not masturbating there.
This is the wrong place to call while you're masturbating is from a playground with children in the background. That's not right.
Didn't you say he just got a law degree?
He just got a law degree, and then he's going to find himself on the wrong side of that law if he continues to behave like that.
Don't they come down pretty hard on the pedophiles over there?
They do. They do not like the pedophiles. That was the new. Can you play our outro there for the contact session? We're done with contact.
All right. Then. No, we're not. Are we?
Yes, we are. Okay. We are. No, that's the intro.
Three, two, one.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Excellent. Right. There will be editing, won't there? Because now you're not going to let this go.
No, I'm letting it go.
No, I don't think you're capable of doing
I'm letting it go. I'm not. I don't edit anymore.
You don't edit anymore. I have weaned you off of it.
I edit, but I only do the audio, like noise reduction, levelating, all that. I do not take anything out. Nothing.
You don't take anything out.
No.
See, that could be perceived as a bit of a dangling modifier. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. That is 2x2 DI Plus. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or check out our website, surprisingly called dubiousintent.com. Hey, where you can see all about Pride 48, taking place September 14th through the 16th, 2012. Join us as we stream live from the fabulous Luxor Hotel Resort and Casino. Yeah, we're going to do it live. And there you can run into Mr. Adam Burns and Mr. Daniel Burr right there in Vegas. So, hey, check it out over on Pride 48, or go to our site, or, you know, any of the click of the links on any of the fine podcasts you might hear there, including Big Silly Homo. I'm just saying. So there you go. So was this a successful stream or a bad? Are we going to do this again, or are we done?
I think we'll do it again. I mean, I guess it depends on the audience.
We don't normally do Friday night, though. So.
No.
So it would be, on a day, Sunday.
Probably.
Good night, Adam.
Good night, Adam. Daniel.